Blog Talk Radio.
Just happy to bring you all season three. But before we get started, we're going to open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you, just say thank you. Thank you for your angels of protection that watch over us each and every moment. Thank you for giving us a voice so that we can speak your truth, speak your word, Father God, so others can be set free, Father God. Help us to be bold. Help us to rise and to see what you are calling us to do and be in this season in the name of Jesus, because you are worthy, you are holy. And I thank you, Father God, that this will be able to reach others and they will be able to be set free and help others become free, Father God, because it's going to be a ripple effect. We want it to be a domino effect, Father God, not just for us, but for those under us. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, you guys, so season three is premiering today, whoop, whoop. And we are tackling some things about the me factor. Season three is the me factor, everything about me. That means everything about you, because we know that we are the common denominator in everything that we face. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. You know that song, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And I just really was thinking about whether or not I was going to do season three. And, you know, I connected with my husband and he said, you know, it seems like this is something you love to do. And I just believe it's not just a love to do, but I want to be able to reach others. And by way, if that means podcasting, if that means going to events or speaking, I just believe that God had called me to help others become the positive results from their past mistakes and to have healthy relationships and to just mount up and rise to be whoever God calls you to be. So season three is all about the me factor and rising up to be. So that's in every area of your life. So we're going to be talking about every area of your life in this season. So I wanted to share with you about the me factor because it's so easy. Unfortunately, it's so easy for us in this time to simply put the blame on other people. We have been playing the blame game for so many years. And I would say that even in the midst of this pandemic, God has said, okay, you see a hitting that, it's like hitting that snooze button. I'm just going to keep hitting this snooze, this blame game, and I'm not going to fess up to anything. But in reality is you cannot keep hitting the snooze button. If you keep hitting that button, what's going to typically happen? Well, yeah, you're going to run late for something, or you're going to oversleep, or you're not going to get everything that you want to get done. These are some things that God wants us to open our eyes to see that it's not about anybody else. It's not about anybody else. It's the me factor. What can you do in a situation to make it better? And that is different for every person. But God wants us to shift our focus to not think about what someone else is doing, but what are you doing? Because in the end, let me tell you this, in Hebrews 4, and I just quote it all the time because it's just a word that God gave me to free me up. It's Hebrews 4:13-15, and it just said that, you know, God is everywhere. He's everywhere. And it says, there's no creature hidden from his sight. All things are naked and open to his sight, in whom we must give an account. I was like, man, God, that's deep. So I just had to keep meditating on it. Then it was like my spirit just grasped it, and I was able to hold on to that. So I want you to understand that this is not going to be a season to just sit back and just be content. This is a season for us to rise. This is a season for us to grow as individuals. So I'm going to be digging deep into God's word. I'm going to be in prayer that God continuously show me what areas in which I need to speak to you about, and if and when I need to bring guests so that it can talk about the me factor and helping us to rise. And that's rising as wives, that's rising as a woman of God, rising as a mom, rising as a husband, rising as just rising, rising as children, becoming who God wants us to be. And we can't always see what God wants us to be because God gives us little by little. Because if he give us everything, yeah, some of us may pull back and say, hold on. And I remember saying, you know, God, I want to see, can I get a, just give me a multiple choice. I want A, B, C, or D, maybe even E, none of the above. I don't want to go through none of that. So if we really think about it, if God give you everything, like, okay, God, I want you to give me the plan, just like an architect have a plan, I want you to give me the plan, but God is saying, no, I'm not going to give you the plan. I want you to take it day by day, the prayers that give us this day, our daily bread. God wants you to focus on day by day. So I want you to know that in Jeremiah 29:11, it tells us the plan that God has for us. He said he know what he's doing. He got it all planned out. Plans to give us hope in the future. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. So in everything, we need to understand that God, whatever comes, he's not trying to hurt us. He wants to give us a future. He wanted to give us an expected end. But in order to do that, it's just like a staircase. You have to take one step at a time. You can't take all steps because you're going to injure yourself. You're trying to take every step. It's like impossible. You have to take it one step at a time. And that's what God wants us to know, that if you pass this level, you're going to go to the second step. And that's going to be something different that you have to face. But know that if you revert back to what he's saying, he's going to be with you. So I want us to just sit with that, that God is going to be with us. Even as I talk to you, I'm talking to myself, that God is going to be with us. And we're going to have to embrace the me factor in us. And it may not always be comfortable with some things that I have to share or some things that God opened your eyes to see, like, wow, I didn't know I did that. And God just told me, like, okay, well, you know, I remember praying for something, and I can't remember what it was, and God didn't answer my prayer right away. And you know, sometimes we get frustrated, like, okay, God, why didn't you answer my prayer right away? Like, I need an answer, like, now. If you don't give me an answer, I'm gonna pick up the phone, call so and so, or I'm going to just take matters into my own hands. And that's the problem. That's the me factor in you. You want to take things into your own hands. Woo! And the word of God is telling us it's not by works that God bless you. It's not by works that you have salvation. It is by Jesus Christ. It's by what God has already done. And we have to understand that. Nothing we can do can change God's love for us. Nothing we can do can change his presence in our life. Nothing we can do to earn more of what he already has done for us. You know, that's just like if you have a sin. That's the me part. We're going to be talking about that. That's the me factor part. You got a sin. Oh, woe is me. I'm tired of going down this, and why can't I just do this? Well, truth is, you know, the word of God tells us, and you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know shall make you free. But here's the thing. What truth do you know? What have you been raised up on? Is that the truth that you know? Because the truth can be found in God's word. My husband had to open my eyes up to see. It's like, you know, saying, I hear some people saying, well, you know, where is God when all of this is going on, you know, in his world? But here's the me part, the me factor in that. I want you to get that. It's your interpretation. It's your thinking. It's no one else. No one else can put on you what you haven't already received. So if someone comes to you and say, well, let's just say, well, you know you're going to fail, or you know you ain't going to never amount to anything. It's like, are you going to receive that? Because that's what typically happens. The me part, I'm taking on what you say. I don't have to receive that. I remember a family member told me something where they had a dream, and I'm like, okay. And I said, I don't receive that. Because here's the thing. If a person gives you a gift, you receive that gift. You open a gift, it may not even be something you like, but you receive it. So that means when you receive something, let's think about it. When you receive something, you take that on. And you adjust. But when you don't receive, no, I don't receive it. That means I'm not taking it on. I'm not taking on that mindset. Yes, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not taking on that mindset. I can hear you, but I don't have to receive it. And I can shut it down. So you have to be able to replace what you thought you know with what God is saying about it. Take on that mindset. So this season is about taking on God's perspective, God's mindset as it pertains to the me factor in you. Because clearly you're going to have to wake up one day and you're going to have to open your eyes and you're going to have to say, wow, I could have done more than I did, but because of what others were saying, or because no one else did this in my family, or because I just feel like a failure, or because nothing is ever working out for me, I'm just sick of it, I'm just tired. The common denominator is me. It's me. It's me. And I'm going to continuously say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Because we have to know that we will never fully arrive, and we cannot be who God called us to be in any area of our lives if we don't address me. What is in our souls? What is in our thought process? What is in our ways? These are things that is so hard for us to break. But if you sit back and think about it, okay, it's a habit. It's a habit. It's something I need to break. Taking things into my own hands, thinking, okay, well, it's just me. No, it's not you. You got a whole family. What me do affects the whole family. And that's something that I have to sit with too. What me do affects the we. Come on, God. What me do affects the we. So if we start from ground zero to rising up, then we will be able to get the we factor right. We will be able to be purposeful, minded, according to God's plan and God's purpose. Because if you think about this. When God created Adam and Eve, he gave Adam a commandment, right? He gave Adam a command, told him what he cannot eat, but then Eve persuaded him differently. But you know, when Eve did that, they hid. But if you think about it, God called Adam. Like, where you at? See, God is not going to hold anybody else accountable for the me. God is going to hold me accountable for what he's telling me to do. He's not going to say, well, Mary, how did your mom bring you up? What did she tell you to do? Or you act like this because who said what to you? Or because you can't get your way? Or because your household is a mess? No. God is calling me. And I have to be accountable for me. So this is going to be, it's going to be a roller coaster, not only for you, but for me. And I'm going to be, like I said, always in constant prayer of how God wants to use me, but also what God wants me to share with you. Because in this season, he's calling us to rise. Rise to the occasion. Rise to now. Rise to what is in your path. Rise to whatever the day may bring. So I'm just encouraging you to stay tuned, because it's going to be a season that you don't want to miss. Until next time, you be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.